Abraham Sr. and his son-in-law, Don Menachem Melamed. And the third one was Don Isaac Abarbanel. Now, Abarbanel's family, the Abarbanel himself, in the introduction to his commentary to the book of Shoftim, tells us a little about his lifetime, that he and his father were bankers, and that Abarbanel was a noted warrior. He was a general. I mean, it's hard for us to imagine such a thing. Be like the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff would be Rabbi Moses Feinstein. That would be a comparison. It's really difficult for us to imagine such a thing. But he was a general in the Spanish army. And he and his father, seeing the excesses of Spain in the 1480s, fled to Portugal. And in Portugal, they rose to a very high office. But in the late 1480s in Portugal, there was a rebellion of noblemen against the king. The noblemen wanted to make it, to limit the authoritarian divine right of kings' absolute monarch powers. And Abarbanel and his father were suspected of being part of the rebellion. Therefore, they were forced to flee, and they came back to Spain. When they came to Spain, they were employed by the court of Ferdinand and Isabella. And he was employed as a general again in the Spanish army and as the minister of finance. And he wielded great power. We don't know the facts, but many say that the idea for the promotion of the trip of Christopher Columbus, which was financed by Ferdinand and Isabella, was at the behest of Abarbanel. It certainly technically went through him because he was the Minister of Finance. That would be one of the ironies of history. And Abarbanel, together with Abraham Sr. and Mayor Menachem Melamed, these three, so they were like the king's Jews. So even though the king now proclaimed in 1491, he proclaimed that the 100 years was over and that all Jews would have to convert, and that any Jew left in the country not converted would be killed, thereby forcing the Spanish expulsion, these three Jews were exempt. They not only were exempt, but the king himself participated in the circumvention of the law to keep them, because under the law a Jew is not allowed to have an income of more than a certain amount of money. All three of these men had an income far greater. So what the king did was pay their money to non-Jewish friends of theirs who took the money and turned it over to them. And the king was a willing participant in the scheme. So strongly did he feel that he needed them. Such an influence did they have. And he told Don Isaac Abarbanel that all of the edicts and decrees against Jews did not apply to the Abarbanel and his family. The Abarbanel answered him. He said, "I cannot remain in Spain without a minion." So the king said, "Well, you can keep a minion. We'll protect them. And I'll give you a place to have a synagogue." The Abarbanel attempted to have the edict of expulsion canceled. You have one of the famous paintings. I think it's in the National Gallery in Madrid, or in Seville, a famous painting. Abarbanel attempted to convince the king and queen to stay the decree, not to cancel it, because if the king makes a decree, you can't cancel it, but to stay its execution, he said, for 25 years.